Okay, welcome everyone to Ebenezer. We are planning to learn Simcha Veis, which is Hilchis Yichud. However, in your photostats, you have the last page of Simcha Aleph. Together, Tov L'Tzadik, Tov L'Shcheinai. I wanted to learn this last page of Simcha Aleph because it has some ideas that are not commonly known, and I think some of them may be surprising. And also, the famous Bach on Mitzvah Tanz is on this page, so we'll get some enjoyment. Also, I think some of you at a certain point, I'll instruct you to put your fingers in your ears if there's some halachas you don't want to learn when we get to Siv Zayin. But let's go in order. In your copies, you have the Ramah of Sif Hey, which appears on this page. On the previous side, the Shulchan Aruch said, "Ein mishtamshin b'isha klal," that a person is not supposed to, so to speak, use a woman in ways that would cause hirurim. It mentions specifically three things. The three items that it mentions, which the Beis Shmuel will repeat here, are Mezigas HaKais, Hatzas HaMita, and Rechetzas Panavia Devaraglov. One is to use her to help wash the body. The other is to make the bed. And the third is Mezigas HaKais to pour drinks for him. We're going to come back to this, but that's the context in which the Ramah appears. Now, I want to read this Ramah to you because, as many of you know, Hasidim, especially Gera Hasidim, are very machmir on harchokis with Noshim. One of the things that we don't always understand is on the airplane, why they hold this some sort of an issa to sit next to a woman, or things of that nature. So there is a yesh aimrim in this Hagah. Duhu adin b'achila ima b'kaira nami asa b'chol haroya is k'moy b'ishtoy nida. This yesh aimrim is a source, I don't know about sitting on an airplane next to each other, but it's a source for being naid, the harchokis that are brought in Yeridaya, l'gabi ishtoy nida, being naid those harchokis with all the women. And right, so the chiddush is, I would think these harchokis, with noyik, that a couple's engaged, they hand things to each other. When they get married, she becomes a nida, then they don't. Because we understand that that's only by a husband and wife with this korva. But there is at least one shita that holds that the isurim of ishtai nida apply there as well. Now, we're noyik, like the second shita, v'yesh makilim b'chol eilu, the loy amru devarim. I'm sorry. The loy osru devarim shalchiba ela b'ishtaynida. That devarim shalchiba are osur only by ishtaynida, but we're makel by the other things. Now it's important to see Beis Shmuel Tess. Beis Shmuel Tess says yesh makila b'chalaylu haynu achila b'kayra achas oilahoshim biyad eliyada. These are things that are osur by yanida, like handing things to each other. The osur ishtaynida. But the three that I mentioned at the outset, which are rechitzas yadayim, having a woman wash a man's hand, vatsoa samita, or making a bed in front of him, or bezigas hakais, lepoliga rajba, or pouring a drink, the rajba doesn't disagree that is something that's awesome. So,
maid service, she can't make the bed in front
of you, she shouldn't make the bed. That's what comes out. Let me explain. There are two. First of all, we're not up to the third sheet yet. But the idea, the concept of making a bed in English is to make the bed look nice. The concept of atzah samita and chazal is not what we call making a bed, even though it seems that many understand it is. The raya is that it says on Shabbos, Hatzah Samita is Aser, And some Rishonim hold this because of Hachana L'chayil. Now, what kind of Hachana L'chayil? When you make your bed, you make it neat for today. You're not making it neat to be able to go to sleep. When you go to sleep, you unmake your bed. You don't make your bed. If you're ready to go to sleep and the bed is not made, like your wife was away for a week, right? So you get made for a week. So you go to sleep, you don't make the bed to go to sleep, you unmake the bed. So tzas hamita really means preparing it for sleeping. Setting up the bed so that, you know, when you go to sleep at night, the straw falls out of the sheet. So you prepare the bed for sleeping. That's really what tzas hamita means. And that's aser b'fanav, what we call room service, making the bed, is not included in this. Now, that's the second sheet. So the first sheet to hold all our harchakas apply to any woman. The second sheet was yesh b'kilin b'chaleilu. The Beis Shmuel said except for three. And the third sheet, the yesh omrim, the chol zeh eino yaser rak b'makim yichud. It's only yaser in a private setting. There are those who permit to do these things if it's not in a setting of privacy, it's not in any type of a private setting, but it's like a Maisa Shifchus. The Beis Shmuel Yud explains B'drisha Mekel Gadkin Hayol Dibar Hayol Dvar Abdesu. It's like a Maisa Abdus. So a Maisa Abdus is mutter. There's probably the heter to have a waitress in a restaurant sometimes pours a drink because it's not Pemokim Yichud, it's not Derech Chiba. It's a Maisa Abdus. It's a Maisa of servicing somebody. I remember now there's a Tshuva Nigris Maisha. A couple was dating, and the fellow asked Rav Moshe if he could have her prepare a meal for him. Let's have a trial run of her culinary abilities. If she have a prepare a meal, it'll go eat a meal, whether it's also because of Eimishtam Shemisha Klal. So Rav Moshe's back here. He's Simach on the Mekilim here. But he tells him, it's not going to help you. It's not going to do anything for you. You know, it's just like the dating your best behavior. You know, the one meal also be on best behavior. You know? So what should I tell you? A good cook doesn't make for a happier marriage.
She knows one dish. She knows how to make one dish.
She knows how to make one dish. Spaghetti. I don't know. I know someone who got married, and his wife wanted to make spaghetti for supper. So she had never cooked spaghetti before. She took out a box of spaghetti, and she figured you rinse it before you cook it, like everything else. So she rinsed it, and it started getting soft and falling apart. She said, oh, it must be spoiled. She threw it out. She took out another box, the same thing. She said, wow, the whole batch is spoiled. She ran to the store. And she washed the spaghetti again, and all the spaghetti was ruined. It's unbelievable. It was ruined spaghetti. That was her, and they have a happy marriage anyway, because it was my wife that it happened to. I know how to cook spaghetti, you know. Okay, anyway, At any rate, these are the three sheetis. V'yeshayimrim, v'chol she'ena yoysed erechibar, ha'kavanosi l'shem shemayim, mutter. What does that mean? Kavanosi l'shem shemayim, l'kach d'ogu l'hogl b'dvarim elu. Therefore, then they have to be mekel. So the first three sheet is, the first sheet is the most machmir. The second is mekel except for the three things. The third sheet is said, if it's done derech avdus, it's mutter. This Yesh Oimrim says, if you mechaven l'shem shemayim, it's good. It's a rather vague expression of what does it mean to be mechaven l'shem shemayim.
And you do the enos of derech avdus, the one before that said you could do it derech avdus. You can't do a Darachiva.
So take a look at the Chelkas Mechayka Gvav, and this is, as I said, the sort of the famous expression of the Bach. Rakavanasa Shem Shemai Mutter, Bebach Kosa B'Sei Mashal, Kegoin Larakeid Imakala. I'm sitting right here. The Chelkas Mechayka is Sivkot Gvav. This is the makar of a mitzvah tans. to dance with the kala to make to give a chiba to the husband, oy mishum kvayr avia, or because of kavod of a father, the tamachacham roy lahachmir. And the Marshal says tamid chamishum imachmir v'siyim bebach ubemalchuseinu nagu hagedolim shebedar lahakul bekala. The gedolim were not to be mekel for a mitzvah tans. Ve'echad de nohug nohug. That's a very strong lashon. Hecha de nohug nohug. Where there's such a meaning, there's such a meaning. Hecha de loy nohug isura ika. When there's no such meaning, it's an avera. They mean a gartel. They don't mean hand dancing hand in hand. No. Certainly it means with some of the hafzik beinayim. But this is what he brings. The Beishmul brings the same lashon. Now this lashon, it's interesting. It's nobody's happy with it. If you hold that those who hold the mitzvah tats is no good, they say, what do you mean hechad no? Those who hold mitzvah tats the mitzvah, they say, what do you mean hechad loy no gisuri ika? So with this, the Bach managed to sort of alienate everybody who was upset about the language. Why by mitzvah tats the chavav al-baila? So they say the answer that chassidim have for a lot of things is hecha inyanim. That means they're Kabbalistic. Hi, they're a big inyanim in it. So I can't answer if it's haicha inyanim or not haicha inyanim. I want to share with you two chassidish and makairis. What? They don't get married first? They don't have a chuppah? You mean after the wedding? After the wedding? Yeah, okay. I want to read you from the Teres Chaim. There's a Teres Chaim in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Zayin. Teres Chaim is a Kadmon. Teres Chaim is quoted by Noach Yehuda. He must have been about 1700. The Teres Chaim says, "Nira de Osel Leleches b'Mechayel imakala b'Shivus Yemei Amishta. Afila Eina Yoches b'Yada Mamish. Now I dance with a kala even if you don't hold a hand. Ela behefsik mat pachas." The minute goes back at least 300 years. Afilohachi lav shaper avdi. He says, Afapikain, it's not a proper thing to do. The loy omru chachamim elakatesim araktim lifne hakala, veloy im hakala. He says, Chazal said, Kezar lifne hakala, and not bifne, and not im hakala. So the Teres Chaim asks. Which side has a minig? No. Usually go with the chassid's minig, no? There you go with the chassid's minig. Lamaisa, they're very strong. The family's never allowed. Let me tell you. The Divrei Torah, which is the Munkach, okay, he was a Chassidisha, but he was Misnagatul to certain Chassidisha Minhagim. But he writes that the mitzvah tans, the Chassidim were Noyig, were that the Chachmei Ho'ir would dance with the Kala. People who had no Shaykhis to, hopefully had no Shaykhis to these things. Whatever the Hoichinyon. But he says that the minig that they invite the Kala's uncle and Chassan's uncle and all these people who are obviously enjoying the dancing, you know, when the Rebbe is dancing, his eyes are looking the other direction. You know, it's a different dancing. So he says that is no minig. The Hechad Nog Nog is this minig that Tamid Chacham Hu Meraktim had such a minig of Meraktim, but he says it doesn't go to everybody. Now, the Mukash is not such a raya because he was a Baal Halachi. He had most Chassidim and Minhagim, but he was misnagid to a handful of the Minhagim that they had. He was misnagid to not saying Tachnun, very famously, and others. But the Debre Tzina Rav was a Hungarian Rav. He held with all the Chassidim and Minhagim, basically. And he has a Tshuva in Chelik Dalid of the Be'er Ma'ish of his Tshuvas. Tshuva Kuf Lamed Aleph. And he writes in a very interesting way that he was always naig to dance mitzvah tans, to have a garatol and dance by the mitzvah tans. He says, "Reisi l'kama gedaylim v'tzadikim v'chasidim shoy merakos ne'akala imat pachas." With a handkerchief or a gartel, pam kotzer, pam oroch. Sometimes a short one, sometimes a long one. Chayna hakti achrayim arayim. He says, till today, this is my meaning. He said, he writes, achar ha'iyun. Now I sat down to look into the topic. Nira she'ein shum tam l'rakid ima imat pachas. He's talking about even the rav. There's no reason to dance with holding a handkerchief with a kala. This is what he writes that even though his hanhaga was always to be mekel, but now he's going to be machmer. So what does it matter what we say? Lemaisa, everyone's going to be noyik his minig, whatever your minig is. And Yeah. He said, and what did he say? If she's like a piece of wood to you, like she is to me, that you can do it. Then he says, "Imshari la avia kala l'raked ima rikud mitzvah, b'loishum hefsek b'chizas yadayim." His tshuva is, "Eineni ra yishum isa b'davar." Gamika b'davar sevei chasav kala. I don't see why the chasav's happy that his father-in-law dancing with his wife, but that's what he says. Then he says, "Im la hazeida shal l'raked im nechdasai." So he says he shafti lesser behechlit. So he asks the Zayde, his mother, the father, and we'll see a little more about the Zayde shortly. But what? Bachizas Yidayim. That's right. At any rate, what should I tell you? It's a tumul. And when I got married, I told my in-laws, whatever you want to do at the wedding, I don't mind anything, just no mitzvah tans. My parents didn't have mitzvah tans, and I don't have a mitzvah tans. So we didn't have a mitzvah tans, but my shver's family is a very chassidish family. I was introduced to them at the Eifruf when they said to my shver in front of me, "Memeli doesn't wear a shtramel, but not at least a biba hit." They said that was nothing, at least a biba hit. So my shver answered them, "I looked under the hat." Not under the hat. So one uncle is a wonderful person. In case he gets a recording, I want to say it's nothing personal. But one uncle, it's not to believe how they hold the mitzvah. You know, during the dancing, so the kala came to sit with the chassan, and people danced. And so he physically picked me up to do a mitzvah tans in the middle of all the boys. And I refused. They pulled over to Zayda to do a mitzvah tans with the kala. He didn't refuse. It was very natsniistic. I mean, all the boys, my wife was very uncomfortable. But I guess my point is that there are some chassidim by whom this is a kodesh kadashim. It's hard to understand. Anyway, this is the makar of the mitzvah tans. That's what I want to show you here. So it's A, the yeshnoi again to be machik me'erva legamri. And B, the whole tumul about a mitzvah tans. The last yeshayimrim in the Ramah is not a well-known maramakim. Yeshayimrim de ein linoig afilu im ishtai bedvarim shalchiba kagayim l'ayim bereishay im yesh loy kinim, it should be. So it's an amusing misprint. You're checking the head, if there are any bonim in the head. It says on the side, in the Yud Beis Beishmul, it says, Sarach Lai Mekinim. But, what? Yeah, Mnei Achayim. Yeah, to check your wife's head, is there a chiba? Yeah, sure. So, what? Well, it's just an example that Devarim Shal Chiba you shouldn't do in front of other people. Well, why are you check looking it out here? I don't know why you check your head for. There's no difference. It's just you talk about a deeper vibe. You might think it's better to do it. Other women are there. She's in a room with women. Anyway, this is a makar in halacha, not to show. As once somebody once asked Rav Fahm, what's wrong with a husband and wife holding hands in public. What's wrong, Saturday? What's wrong with holding hands in public? So Rav Palm didn't want to get into an argument with him. So Rav Palm said to him, one thing I know. La'enei kol Yisrael is saif kol ha-Torah. That's what he said. La'enei kol Yisrael is the end of the Torah. The last words in the Chavish of the Torah is la'enei kol Yisrael. He's saying those who are knowing la'enei kol Yisrael, it leads, they're not usually the people that are very careful in all in Yanei Torah mitzvahs. And, you know, that's one thing. So once an elderly gentleman was walking in the mall with his wife, they were holding hands. So someone commented, it's so nice that you hold hands at your age. He said, I'm doing it for 50 years. As soon as I let go, she goes shopping. At any rate, this is, like I said, as I say, not a well-known Maramakim on this particular topic.
Rebbe, in this week's parsha, he buys the girl to be his servant. What's she doing to him?
What? She's mopping the floor.
No, doesn't mean
she's bathing him. Okay. Sivav. What? That's what we're reading. The minhag goes, I said, it comes back at least. Teres Chaim says it's such a minhag. That's 1700s. That's before Rav Chaim Volozhin. Teres Chaim, I don't know exactly when he lived, but he the Yehuda quotes him. So. Nigia Sheina Shachiba. This is over Nigia Shachiba.
Yeah.
Right. That's a gather of Amish Tam Shambi Shaklal. Derech Avdus, you mean? The first sheet to us at everything. The second to last. The second to last adds a kula of Kavanos Hashem Shemayim. I'm not sure what Kavanos Hashem Shemayim means. In the case of a mitzvah tans, we understand the Kavanos L'chabavar Baila. I'm not sure what else that means. You know, there's a Gemara that says it's us l'stakel b'pnei hakala, but in front of the chassan it's mutter l'chavav al baila. So I don't know how far you're allowed to do l'chavav al baila. Physical contact. There's no heter at all. No, that's not mitzvah. Is not physical contact. It's with a matzbachas. I mean, like a dentist or somebody who does. All right, so I'll talk a little about the Nikia Shena Shalchiba. It's, you know what? Look at Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. Anybody can answer the question? What's the Chiba Labaila that the Rav dances with the wife?
Obama shakes your hand, you feel good.
Oh, please.
What? It's such a good example, but.
Rabbi and Obama, he puts them together.
Whoever the president.
All right, Chashur person.
Obama's not the president anymore.
Maybe he was a chassan who did never met his kal all along. You know, he didn't have shashas. Especially if it's just a formula that everyone does it, it's also hard. Look, we live in a society that doesn't understand it. Apparently, it was a l'chava abayla. Everyone's saying it was l'chava abayla. So in our society, we don't understand it. I don't understand it either. But why is l'chava abayla?
Talking to the wife.
No,
and discussing something. I'm not talking about touching
them,
but just talking is good.
Okay. Rabbi
was going to look at
Pesach Shuvah Gimel. Yeah, Pesach Shuvah Gimel. Somebody asked about
the Gia Shena Shachiba.
So. So let me, you're right, let me see. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, Hashem Shemayim. He brings here, in parentheses, the Pesachei Tshuva brings, Zeh L'shon HaRit V'Saif Kedushin. HaKol L'fi Nas V'Yir Shemayim. All these things that a woman does for a man depends on the das and the Yerushalayim of the people involved. He's saying you're a bit cooler. He's saying is that these are not objective isurim. These are subjective isurim. They depend on the person. And certain things are objective, but certain things that are not chiba in yanim depend on the person. If a woman is going to drill your tooth, if you feel chiba from it, so then from it, then it's aser. If you don't, then it's what kovli mashu. I know either Rabbi Yechiel and Yosef Ashari Tvila. Rabbi Yechiel sat by the gates of Tvila. Gemara says he's not supposed to look at a woman coming from a mikveh. Rabbi Yechiel sat there. L'shem Shemayim, he said, if they look at me, they'll have bonim de shafir and kavosi. Rabbi didafaklei amhosa de bekeser. The kabbar abonim mishtoi bahadei matronisa, that they spoke to women. Rav Adar Bar Ava didafka kala akaspe. Here he brings, this Ritva brings, he has the Pshat in the next to the last Shita. This is essentially the last next to the last Shita, that it depends. It depends kafima shehu adam. It's interesting that no less than the Bnei Yisachar has a sefer Derech Pikudecha, which is a sefer on Tayag Mitzvahs. And in the introduction, he writes, Chazal say that it's aser to be married to Varma Meisha. You know that you should be speaking to him. Right? So he says that's a previous diaries where there was such a segregation between men and women that if you spoke to a woman, it caused irurim. But Bizbarazeh, you write Kalkaltam Takantam, the fact that the society is such a combination of men and women everywhere you go, so it's not the same thing. So it depends. Kafi Masha Hu Adam, this is what the Ritva says. Yeah.
What did
Mitzvah say about that? I imagine he was much more machmir than this. Yeah, Mitzvah laws on these things very much. But we're talking about Tzad Halacha. Kafi Mashawana. So the question is that Rav Chaim is asking is about Negiya She'ena Shalchiba. We know there's an Issa Negiya to an Erva. Today, all the women are at the very least Nidais and they're Ervis. And the question is what the halach is of the Gia She'ena Shalchiba. Now we know that in the Hasidish world they're machmir on the Gia, even if it's not Shalchiba, they won't take change from a woman because they don't want the fingers to touch the palm. And in the yeshiva world, we're not machmir, we hold that the Gia She'ena Shalchiba is mutter. Lamaisa, there are two shachs on the topic, both in Yerideya, interestingly enough. Maybe shach in Yerevan Ezra I'm not aware of. The Shach in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Yud says that Negiya She'ena Shalchiba is mutter, and he brings basically this Ritva. He says in Shas you find that people had Negiya to other women in cases where there was no Chashashir, and in Meila we see Negiya She'ena Shalchiba is mutter.
There was some cases where you take out blood. When you go to the hospital,
when they take out blood. Okay. Yeah. No, but it's the Gia. She'ena Shalchiba. That's what we're talking about. Doing the Gia She'ena Shalchiba. What? Gloves. Yeah, I think gloves probably take away the. There's no Chiba, and the people with Chiba don't touch with gloves, so gloves should be good. Even though gloves is not the Gia de Dover Acher, it's a Chatzitza, but. But anyway, the Shach, however, in Kuf Tzadik Hei, Sifchot Nechof, I don't know, the Shach in Kuf Tzadik Hei, Sifchot Nechof, in Hilchos Nida, says regarding the Gia She'ena Shalchiba, he says, Leka Issa Dairaisa. And he says, that's why the meaning is to be mekel by doctors, to be mekel, because there's no Issa Dairaisa. And he adds, Bekomake be'ed sakada osa labal lamashish bedefa kishinida. He answers the gear she'ena shalchiba, at least by a husband to a wife, in medical things, if there's no sakana. So it sounds like the Shach holds the gear she'ena shalchiba is mutter, but by ishtay nida he seems to be more machmir. That it's easier mark. So it could be to make more hachakis, but that appears to be. And it's known that Ramashin, a number of chuvas is makel. Also, it's funny because I'll give you two chuvas. The Nevin has a chelik base chuvah yadalin. He says the gear sheina shalchiba is totally mutter. And yet in Igris Moshe Yeridaya chelik gimel reisim in nun dalid, he says it's asim in the rabbanah. Except a rife, he says the doctor's mutter because bemunasei torud, doctor, a dentist, you can go because they're torud bemunasei. So, all right, once he's torud bemunasei, it takes two sides to have romance. You know, it's not. But at any rate, it's not 100% clear. What's clear is that our meaning is to be mekel on the gear sheina shalchiba. The whole tumult about it, shaking hands, is a question of whether that's the gear shalchiba or not. But it seems to be a foregone conclusion that if it's not shalchiba, that it's mutter. That seems to be the hamainam. There's certainly a machlekes rishayim and at least some sort of machlekes hapaiskim. So this is the shita, the next layer shita, that it depends. We say to kavaras Hashem shavayim, the way at least the pesach tshuva is bringing. This is what it's referring to. What? How do you know he dealt with women? The Ramban we know did. The Ramban was a doctor. How do we know that he dealt with women? Because there's a letter from Rabbeinu Yonah to the Ramban. We have a letter where, a few letters. Rabbeinu Yonah writes to the Ramban that he disagrees with his practice of being Raifei Akum, of healing Goyim. He says, Chazal Asir healing Goyim, from where do you come? He says, Leman Lemeridin, you don't not Matzel Goyim. So he disagrees. He signs the letter, L'kvayd Rabbeinu Moshe, Mar Bezaroi Shalamolek. So he signs, he's a gynecologist, and he helped women give birth. He calls him a Mar Bezaroi Shalamolek. You have just had that. You should do it. Right. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah was against it. It's interesting. I saw this letter the first time. The Chidash Shem Agdaylam. He brings down that the Rabbi wrote sharply. Rabbeinu wrote sharply to everybody, but he wrote sharply to the Ramban. And then he writes the next paragraph that they were mechutanim. His daughter married his son. I don't know which was the daughter, which was the son. It's very interesting. First, there was a takon of Darba Rotzais in Poland that for schar, he said belischar, that you're allowed to do it, they Eva, I'm sorry, I'm confusing myself. You're right. It says that if you're doing it for schar, that it's motor b'nei Eva. I'm thinking of Shabbos. On Shabbos, not being chal Shabbos to save a guy. So that is a takon of Darba Rotzais that's matter. Okay. Anyway. Used to treat guy, he treated the soldiers. Yeah. Well, let's see Sivav. Ein shayalim b'shloi misha klal. It's improper to inquire regarding the welfare of a woman. Afilu ayde shliach. Afilu ayde baila. Also l'shloiach l'divrei shloyim. You're not supposed to send her greetings, send regards, even through her husband. Avomuto lisha labaila echshleima. But you have to say to a husband, how is your wife feeling? So we have here a heter ayidei baila, but not ayidei acher. So the Beishmuel Yud Gimel brings a disagreement between himself and the Bach, and then the Chagas Mechaikik and the Bach. He says the following: Hu adin lishoil la'acher al shloima. You're not going to the husband. You're asking someone else, do you know how Mrs. So and so is doing? Why did the Paiskim say it's mutter only through the husband? It's not only through the husband. He says, "Mishum de metzinu b'malachim dishalu al yedei Avraham." Kakos Bach. The Bach says that the makar of the heter is from the malachim. Where they ask the shalom of her, ayei sarish techa. That's shalom. Okay. So biu. So that's kakos Bach. The Bach says it's mutter even al yedei acher. Biu b'shas perak asaycher. The Gemara he says the tirus al yedei bailu shali mashma. So we have a machlokes, it's the Bach against the Chagas Mechaikik in the Beis Shmuel. If you're allowed to ask your friend, how is your wife? If you're allowed to make such an inquiry or not. Now look at the side, there's a Shai Lamoira, Pirish on the side of the page. You got it on the side? So he's an article of the Bach, so he defends the Bach. Nifta B'tzidai. Sivav, the one starts Sivav, but to Lishol Bishlabaila, and the Mesida, I am Beishmuel, Mashatama, as a Kedi Abach, that the Gemara only permits through a husband. Nistati Lakoshamidi. Niyu de Mutta Lishol Gamla Acher. You're allowed to ask in any event. Avo Derech Eretz, Vade Einoi. But it's not Derech Eretz. Ubad de Bishali, de Baalashani, Hainu de Ein Derech Eretz Lishol. Raka, de Bai, look at the Omru, love the Tayre Derech Eretz. So the Shalom Aruch makes a chilek that mutter idei acher it is, but derech eretz it's not. Not sure again today's society if that would make any type of kinnah that someone's asking about shloim ishtai. What? You cannot send regards to a woman even through a husband. But to say to the husband, how are you doing? That's muta. Lishloya to send, I feel like they're about us lishloyach lo divrei shloimim. Through a husband, you're not allowed to send your wife my regards. That's not serious thing. But to ask him, how is she doing? So that's something that's mutter. I don't know any difference, but it does say that Beis Shmuel does say at the end there's a difference between saying how's your wife. Let's say someone's wife had someone had surgery or had an accident, and you ask how's your wife. So Beis Shmuel at the end of your gimel says that's certainly mutter. If somebody's not bekava brius, so you're allowed to say to the Aini, Mishlaim Isha, how's she doing? That's not a social statement. What we mean here is a friendly statement. How's the missus doing? That's what it is. And send your regards is no good.
Do it to her father? Yeah.
Through her father, so that would be included in this dispute. If it's only Ayde Baila, through her father to send regards. To ask how's she feeling, if she's not well, that's mutter. But to send regards, that's a dispute. If it's mutter, the Bach says, even through anybody, you can say regards. And the Beis Shmuel and the Chagas Mechaikik say, you don't say regards to women. Only I day by look.
You can't say regards to anybody. Let's say regards.
Ask how she's doing. Ask how she's doing. Say regards, you don't ask even I day by look. Ask how she's feeling. So again, if there was some reason to be concerned, you could always ask. But to ask how she's feeling is a friendly expression.
If someone has a granddaughter.
The Beis Shmuel and the Chagas Mechaikik say only through Baila, the Bach is not even through.
If someone has a grandchild, and
grandchild,
you can say, how's your daughter feeling?
Yes, children and grandchildren.
Yes.
Someone gave birth, you could always ask. Yes. All right, now here is Siv Zion. Siv Zion.
The husband, how's your wife doing? Has nothing to do between you and the wife. The wife doesn't know what you did, and you don't know what she's doing. There's no, nothing between you and
still, it, it makes whatever, whatever it is. It's not a proper thing. It's a, why are you interested in my wife? Why are you talking about my wife? That's what it means. Also, l'shal b'shalay b'yishad is a kirav hadas, and it. Yeah, but I think it does say shaloshin. Yeah, the bechakas bechayke says hatam pashut ulay ha'acher. That's why Zayin, five lines in. He says, "Tab pashur ulai ha'acher yagid lo shaplay nishal al shleimeh for yaveli dechiba." Hashem debalo aser, but he's a behedya. Debalo shani, Hashem yishevashmati debalo aser de'acher. One second.
The husband has to have seichel not to say.
No, he doesn't say anything about. All right, he doesn't say anything about kinah. He just says chiba. You're right. Okay. That's Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. We talk now about the other relatives, and here. Excuse me?
Somebody's wife is ill, you can't have somebody else have his wife.
The Beis Shmuel said, if someone's ill, then you could. That's a blanket heter. If somebody's ill, you can ask anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, someone's in an accident, had surgery, how's she doing? You can ask. Okay, Siv Zayin, we talk now about the other relatives. Which relatives, Chivuk, Nishuk, Nigiyah, Chiva, which relatives are permitted? So the first thing the Shulchan Aruch discusses is a sister. The language, which is Lashon HaRambam, is entirely confusing, as you'll see in a minute. The question is it mutter to kiss your sister, or chibuk, or chiba? Are these things mutter, a man to a sister? It appears not to be the teva for there to be a romantic interest in healthy people from to a relative. So listen to the Rambam's Lashon. HaMechabek ayamenashik echem en aroyos. Somebody is mechabek a menashek, a relative, where there's no natural taiva. His sister, even Gedayla, and Achaisaviv, and his father's wife, his father's sister. It's very ugly. Udvarisur, who? Umaisa tipshin, and it's a foolish thing, Shane Kravila Erva Klau, Bengadel Bengtan. He says, Bengadel Bengtan. So he says, that's hard to see. Now, it's very clear that he's discouraging it, to put it mildly. The question is, when there's a Shalom Bayis issue, when somebody's in a lot of Bakrim, they become more B'nai Torah, and they're more modern families. Now, they don't like to kiss their sister, it's going to be an insult. They're going to say, you know, he's going off the deep end. He's becoming a kanoi, a notary karatadik. So what does it mean here? It means, it's what? It's osur or not? How can you call something dvariser and also call it meguna b'yaiser? Meguna b'yaiser would be mutter b'makim tzairich, and dvariser. And then he calls it maisa tipshin. So it's a very difficult paragraph to understand. Now, father and daughter we'll get to separately, the end of the sif. Here we're talking about a man with a sister or his father's sister. So Rav Meir, well, if it's dummy lakshur, it means here it's also dummy. So Rav Meir has a tshuva in which he tries to explain the reason for this. So the tshuva is in Igros Meishi, Eredeya Bey, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin. He has the kasha come out to the same phrase you're saying. He's saying the Gemara says that there were allowed to even dance with women if it was dummy lakshura, if it was dummy to a piece of wood. There was no taiva. So here also there's no taiva. Chazal say there's no taiva. So it should be mutter. It should be mutter no matter what. So Rav Meisha struggles with that. He says, I think, two lekudas. One, he says maybe it's a gzeira to shara rayas. You stop being mekel with relatives, you'll be mekel with other relatives. So in the end, I can hear, you all know, just, you know, father's sister and a mother's sister, people don't know the difference. But it's hard to understand a sister. Elsewhere, I believe Rav Moshe writes the following. He says, a father and a daughter, it's beteva that there's no taiva. A father and a daughter, a father and a, Beteva that is no tithe. But we'll get to that. But a man and his sister, nowadays there's no tithe. But that's because of the tefillah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. It's not true that in the Etzem Abriya there would be no tithe. They marry each other. So there's some sort of a chilik between them. It doesn't really answer the question. We're going to have that by Yichud. The Yichud with a sister is Derek Kvias is Asa. It's also Asa. So we see that there are such chilukim. So it seems that, like I'm saying, the Isser to a sister is a... Now, yeah.
How
come
they
don't put the age parameter? You would
say
a man that's 60 years old
with his hand that she's 80.
If
someone's 80? The man is 60. The man is 60. 80
years old. 80 years old.
Yeah.
79?
She's very excited to see the
cat,
you know.
So then you could say, don't be alike, or whatever. It's I think we don't. It's funny. Chazal used an expression that there's no old age for tithes. Chazal used that expression.
They say a story of something jumped out the window when he was 90 or something.
So Salanta jumped out a window to avoid yichud. To avoid yichud.
There's
an old woman in the
room. Old woman taking care of the house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Find out time from second.
What?
Second, the father to the daughter, he gets a rock out of it. So like eventually they're touching the on the head.
But Deke, the father daughter though is mutter. It says here, the father daughter is mutter. Nursing homes. They did have problems. I did have problems. Okay. All right. So let's see the second half. The first half is achaisai. Like I said, it's a very hard. Exact rule. I mean, you shouldn't do it. The question is, in the case of Great Sairach, what the Gedorim are. Now, I should tell you that Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that once a sister gets married, that it's Aser Mikra Adin. I'm not sure. I think the Makar is here somewhere on the page. We'll see it. Let's see. Let's finish. Hopefully, we'll bump into it. Let's see. Chutz. Okay, we're halfway down the sif. Chutz, we'll see in a minute. Chutz me'av l'bitay, u'me'ein l'vna, parent and child. There's no isser chibuk anisha. Ketzad. I don't think I need a ketzad for, but he said ketzad. Mutter av l'chabek l'bitay u'l'nashka. Not only is he mutter to hug her and kiss her, even lishan ima b'kirav basar. Even to sleep in the same bed. Kiribasa means even without clothing. Bechena Eimim Benav calls man shaved Tanim. So what's the age? Higdilu Vanasa Haben Godov Abbas Gedailo. Achie Shadayim Nechaylu Visarat Sameach. That means a body starts to form in a feminine way. Then there's only a limitation. Zeyoshe Biksusa Ivi Yeshena Biksusa. There's an Isser of Kiribasa. That they have to be, we wear pajamas all the time anyway nowadays. She's old enough that she's ashamed to stand undressed in front of her father. See, here you have it. Or she got kiddush, she got married. So it's saying if she gets married, but what's the yisr? The yisr is sleeping in the same bed, which apparently in days when they had very few beds in the house was more of an issue than it is then. Now, it doesn't say anything here about a grandchild. So let's learn the dinim of grandchildren. Those who want to put their fingers in their ears could do so now. Chalkas mechaykek yud. Chalkas mechaykek yud. Chutz me'av lebitai, hu hadin lebas bitai. Just like your daughter is mutter, hu hadin your daughter's daughter Your granddaughter is also mutter. Your daughter's daughter is mutter as well. The Beis Shmuel brings the same lush. So Ramesha, I'll read to you in a minute. Ramesha has a tshuva. It's in Evan Ezer Aleph Tshuva Samach, and he says, why does it say Bas Pita? Why does it say Bas Pita? Why does it say grandchildren? It's Mashvet is a Issachibuk Fenishuk to Bas Bina. That's what it seems from here. That there's an Isser. So Ramesha said, why would there be a bigger Isser in Bas Bina than Bas Bita? So he says, because when you kiss the child, the daughter, it could remind you of her mother. If her mother's your daughter, so there's no Hirurim. If the mother's your daughter-in-law, then there would be Isurim. So Ramesha writes that the Mashmois of these Paiskim is that Bas Bina is Aser. Now he brings a, he tells us to look at the Ezer Mekaydish, which I'll look at you in a minute. He writes Lamaisa in the Tshuva, Ein Limchais Bahamakilim, but a person should preferably be Machmir. His Lashon is Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmai. Ein Limchais Bahamakilim, Bal Nefesh Yachmir. He has a later Tshuva in Evan Ezer Dali where he repeats this. Now this is a tough sell. Especially my grandchildren are all Bas Binoz, you know, they're Bas Bita too. But they're all Bas Binoz. So the question is, what do you do? First of all, at what age? You know, it's not you walk into the house, they come running over to you, you should pick them up. So it's a very hard thing to know a gather. Ramesha in general holds the Isra of Tefach Bisha Erva starts when a woman's body starts to form in a feminine way. Now, I'm not sure exactly what age it is, because they dressed up the 3-year-old girls like queens also, you know, they also put them on the flowery dresses. But for the body to start forming, I assume, is a little older, at least 10 or 11 years old. We'll see. But the thing is that Rabbi Shirai, so now he tells you to look at the Ezer Mekaydish, so take a look. A doctor's mother of anybody, granddaughter. I'll talk to you about it in a minute. Let's first see the Ezer Mekaydish is on the bottom of your photostats. On the left, Ezer Mekaydish, I think, was the Butchacher Rav, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? Ezer Mekaydish, the end, on the end of Chaf Aleph, the last four lines or so, Nira, Shabbas Benayu, Bas Pitayu, Lahalon, your granddaughter, Lahalon and future generations. They mother, they bima, your great or grandparents, Ulamai, the great grandparents. Lagaba Yichud, Shavalaben, Ve'ein, Ve'avubas, or Baruch Hashem. Lagaba Yichud, there's no issue. Memela, Kainu, Lagaba Drisha Shalom, Kain Nirali. So Memela, you're allowed to ask about their welfare also. Kain Nirali, about the granddaughter, and the great granddaughter, and the grandmother, and the great grandmother. That these things are mutter, and he brings a raya. Chelagabi cut miktana. Shevet misiichud. Shavag vozeh gab chelagabi yada. Chelagabi drisha shalom. So he says two things are mutter: yichud and drisha shalom. So grandchildren. So Ramesha writes in his tshuva. He doesn't know what the Ezer Mekaydish meant. Why is he saying for all grandchildren it's mutter yichud and l'shal b'shalom? Why is he talking about chibuk and nishuk? Why does he say what he holds? He said, Chibuk Nishuk is Pasha to him, and the Chibuk is Yichud. So could it be Chibuk Nishuk was Pasha to his mother? And he's telling you, even Yichud? Doesn't make sense. So it seems a little bit that the Ezer Mekaydish means to be Machmer. We don't know. I don't think the Ezer Mekaydish was written for publication. I think it was taken from his notes. So it could be that that you can't bring a Raya. But at any rate, this is the halacha that I think. What? Yeah, he's talking about Bas. Well, he's not arguing with Beis Shmuel. The Gabi Chibuk and Nishuk. The Gabi Yichud, he's saying that all grandchildren is mutter. He does put it in the same category. The Gabi Yichud and this. You may be right. Since he puts it in the category of Bas Mita, that he means to lump them all together. That's, I guess, all part of the suffix. Ramesha writes, Lepashtus, that once Bas Benoi gets married, the same tshuva, once Bas Benoi gets married, it's Aser Chibuk Nishuk to a granddaughter who got married, is Zicha Aser, and what? No, he says Bas Pitay also. Said the tshuva, he says all grandchildren, once they get married, is Aser. It's interesting, I don't know exactly what his makar is, but he says, we find that there's an issa hirur even when there's no taiva. The Gemara says in Psachim, Nun Aleph, that you're not allowed to go to a bathhouse with a father, or a shver, you're not allowed to see a parent, the father, or a shver undressed, because hirurim, what hirurim, there's no taiva for it, but still, it causes hirurim of how a person came around, if he sees an erva of a parent. So Ramesh is comparing that to chibuk anishu, to a married woman, that it also it's ma'irer, whatever it whatever mashavas it might be. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know limitation. As far as I know, I'm not sure. If someone's in a coma, maybe us or the ISA may apply. I'm not sure what to do. What? Oh, what about adoption? I'll answer in a second. What? Oh, quite a mitzvah by his either. You mean holding hands? Yeah, it's a chiba, it's a gear shal chiba. I mean, according to Rabbi Shabbai, Bas Beno will be also mikra din. Because it's Aser. She's married by that time. Well, married, well, married even Bas Beno, Bas Bita, married even Bas Beno. What? You're right. On the left or on the right? On the left?
Left, second line.
Chen av lebita and the sua b'leichu shash nira sheben shayel l'shalom ima and the sua love of karga v'chen av lebita and the sua please shash kabai b'ish l'ish gav shalom yisik hes b'furish sor shagav l'kabi yichon ayis l'chom l'isim jara dara ayis l'dekona kaduma kavua avu bas eim u'ben heim ki ish v'ish. He's talking about yichon and shil shalom.
Yeah, they're not talking about av lebita and the sua.
But he's talking about Yichud. Yichud is mutter. Ramosh is not answering Yichud. But I didn't believe that.
So that's what
okay, I'm not sure what you mean. The left column?
Yeah.
He doesn't say a word about Chibuk and Nishuk there.
Right.
So Yichud is mutter. We didn't put out. Yeah. No, Yichud is mutter. Even she's married, everything. Regarding adopted children, it's a very difficult, very, very difficult issue. The pashtus is that all of these surim, the pashtus is all these surim should apply. Rav Palm once was in Chicago, and he came back. He told me that he was at a simcha or at a tzedakah function, I don't remember which one, with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And Rav Aaron told him, they were talking about adopted children. So Rav Aaron told them, Yichud is Zicha Aser, because there's no question, Yichud is this in their eyes, they're Yachud with someone who's not your blood relative. Adopted child is not a blood relative. I'm telling you, not a baby. A baby is no Yichud. From whatever age is this Yichud to all women, there's a Yichud also. But Rav Aaron was saying that a kiss, there are two types of kisses. There's a romantic kiss and there's a paternal kiss. And what he said was that a paternal kiss, someone who raises a child, that's like a father's kiss or a mother's kiss, and that should be mutter, and b'yichud should be us. That was his hadara. I've heard this from, I've heard people have told me they've gotten this psak from a Rav and Flappish, I can say it in his name, because I don't know if he ever said it, but they've gotten this psak that the kiss is mutter, b'yichud is a more serious problem. The yichud problem is, in practical terms, a much more difficult issue. You know, it's one thing chibuk and nishuk, and the other thing yichud is just not practical. To raise a child in the house, you can't be alone with the house. Once the wife has a wedding, you adopt a daughter, the wife's going to chasna. What do you do? You know, I have now. I mentioned I have We have some boarders that live by us, two girls from Russia. My wife has a wedding. I don't go home that night. I come here to shul. I spend my night in shul. It's not even nicer sometimes. But what are you doing? You have little children. You can't leave little children at home alone.
Open.
So at night, I don't want to. By day, you have to go in for a few minutes. I have the door open. But
that's
by night.
When they came into the house, we were down by
baby. That's what he was talking about. He meant when he picked up a baby, it's more of a paternal relationship than a. I guess it depends on the people, but by many people, it lasts forever. I mean, that's the relationship. They have a daddy mommy relationship.
What about great grandchildren?
So great. What about great grandchildren? Bas, bas, bita. So bas, bas, bita should be mutter. It's the same thing, I think. It's, what? All these surim are two-way surim in this area. If it's just one way, it's just the other way. So if he's not a kisar, she's not allowed to take it. Grandmother to a grandson. What? Should be the same?
My wife.
I mean, the grandson should be no different. But the way Rabbi Moshe is explaining it is this ma'irer, these inyanim, since now you're married, you're chafza the marriage.